Hey, this is B. Haywood, executive producer of Confirm Multimedia. And if you want extra content, you can go to buymeacoffee.com/confirm and get early access to all of our content.
You're listening to Confirm.
Big and Lazy.
This is the Big and Lazy podcast. This is Big, and we got a very special service for y'all. Early access.
Buymeacoffee.com/confirmed.
$5 will get you early access to the episode next day.
And $8 will get you exclusive content as well as early access to the episode. So if you don't want to miss any of the good stuff that we've got going on, then please subscribe to us at buymeacoffee.com/confirmed. Bye.
You're listening to Confirm.
This your boy Big Nate the Jeweler.
I'm forever payrolling.
This Big and
Lazy podcast, nigga.
Tap in.
You feel me? Tap in with Big Brother.
Hey.
AP. Forever payrolling. July 9th.
This podcast was produced by B. Haywood for Confirm Podcast Network.
Best not mistake for no pussy, bitch, I'm up now. Mr. AP, Mr. Bust Down. Bitch, I'm AP, bitch, I'm AP. Bitch, I'm AP, bitch, I'm AP. Best not mistake for no pussy, bitch, I'm pulling up. If I can't have three bitches, ain't no point in love. If you ain't popping bottles, why the fuck you in the club? Bitch, a thief in the night, bitch, I'm on some free thug shit. I'm with my souls, niggas, taste some. I'm with my motherfucking souls, niggas, taste some. I got six bowls in my damn couch, I'm like, fuck it, I put big doses in that bitch mouth, I'm like, sucker, you can't beat me, instead of telling them niggas you gon' run down, bitch, I'm seed up from the sun up to the sundown, money coming to me like the blood, nigga, I scan on dust, bitch, I ain't friend of dirty, yo, LaVert told me what it was, don't disturb me, nigga, don't
trust me, big, lazy,
never paid Rolly, man, hey, welcome back, man, he was one of the originals, the OGs, like, when we was in my homie's apartment, you know what I mean? Blowing it down. He was we appreciate you stopping by. Yeah, and you brought somebody.
I'm back. Uh-huh. I'm back with Big Nate the Jeweler, baby. You feel me?
What's up?
Hey.
I appreciate that, man. What you been up to since the last time we seen you?
Man, shit, I just been grinding, man. You know, duck dog. You feel me? You know, getting more into the crowd type shit.
Yeah.
You know, trying to get right, putting more new music out, you know, for them to, you know, listen to. You know, get accustomed to, you know, nigga accustomed to getting cash. AGC, you feel me? Brought AGC with me, Mr. AGC himself, Big Nate the Jeweler, you feel me?
Yes, sir.
We out there, big. So, you know, we going ham. We just trying to keep shit going, keep shit pushing, you feel me?
Mm-hmm.
You know, respect to y'all, though, bro. Y'all been growing like a motherfucker.
Oh, we appreciate that, bro.
Damn.
We appreciate that.
Y'all been going ham, you feel me? I'm like, I seen y'all started doing a little sign up on the wall and
shit. Yeah.
You feel me? I had to come back, you know, stamp my name on that bitch real fast. You feel me?
Real talk. Did we have the sign? I don't think we had the sign we had you on.
Nah, y'all.
No, we didn't. Yep.
That one, like, bitch, I got to, you hear me?
Because we had the sign for about 5 weeks. Before we actually started letting niggas sign, like, we should just start, you know, just click, like, you know what I mean? This big-ass poster, like, you know, Wall of Fame type shit.
Real shit.
Mm-hmm.
I fuck with it.
Appreciate that.
Growth is, you feel me? Growth is everything.
Make
sure
vibe. You know, everybody can tag their name. It's a memory.
Yeah, man. One day it's going to be worth a lot of money, man. It's going to be, somebody's going triple platinum and winning a Grammy on there, man. Yeah.
On me.
Uh-huh.
And it's gonna be me.
There it is.
Me, nigga.
Like, who you been working with? Like, who you say you been working in the music? Like,
man, my last feature was Paris Ladon. You feel me?
Mm-hmm.
She been going ham. You feel me? Still, she just dropped. She just dropped the album. Pressure P. You feel me? That shit going ham.
Is she from Indianapolis?
Indianapolis. You know.
Yep. You try to plug. We gotta come through. You know. Fuck with us.
Real deal. But I got this Mr. P I'm finna drop, though. Mr. AP, you feel what I'm saying? So, hey, we going stupid. Hey, that bitch dropped July 9th. You feel me? At 4:07 p.m. everybody time. So, hey, tune in. That bitch finna go ham. And we finna rock hot, bitch.
Like,
Never pay Rolly, baby.
Like, how long did it take you to get that project? Like, was you working on that project and, like, what, like,
it's not a project, it's a single.
A single? Oh, yeah. Okay.
I got some shit coming though.
Uh-huh. But
this is a single right here.
Okay.
This my, you feel me, my jump back. You know?
Yeah.
You know how you've been ducked off for a while and you know you wanna You feel?
You gotta remind. Yeah, you gotta remind niggas who you are. You know what I mean?
You gotta come back with a
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
I'm coming back with some scrum. I'm finna jump back on their ass. You hear me?
Mm-hmm.
You know. Shout out to all my motherfucking Zoes out there, man.
You say you from Florida, Zopan?
Yeah.
That's what's up, man.
I'm a Haitian. You feel me? I'm Haitian. I'm Z'd up from the feet up. You feel me? Mama a Zo, daddy a Zo. So, bitch, hey, we up.
was Kodak one of your, like, favorite artists growing up? Like,
Kodak smooth. That nigga smooth. Like, I fuck with Kodak.
Got all the young niggas, man. That's my
string shit. You know, Z'd up from the feet up. You feel me?
Yeah.
But like my favorite artist, like really growing up, was like, you hear me, like Tupac. You feel me, Boosie, Webby. You know all that shit. And then you know, music just merged. You feel me? Everybody great. Jumped in the Meek Mill. Jumped in the. You hear me?
Yeah, all I fuck with Meek Mills. Like, yeah, man.
J. Cole. You feel me? The greats. Jay Z, Nas. You hear me? All that. You feel me?
So, Meek Mill had a hell of a run, man. People discredit. He kind of, the internet kind of, I don't know. Some people ain't built for the internet, but he had a hell of a run. Meek Mill had
He fired, you know.
Internet, bro.
Motherfuckers going to say what they want to, but motherfuckers, you can't take away from talent. You feel me?
Right.
You know, shit like that, you know. That shit.
And now he was like, he hit like the same time Instagram blew up, and I just remember he used to flex hard. You know what I mean? He come 4-5 Cubans, man. Like, I fuck with Meek Mill, man. He was a real, you know.
I fuck with bro. You feel me?
Speaking of Cubans and stuff, like, how's the jury game treating you, man? Like, how's...
Man, the jury game is love, man. You know, we working. We working every day. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's like, I need somebody to come answer these phones, man.
Take your mic closer to you.
I need somebody to come answer these phones.
Yeah, secretary and
I need the secretary. Uh-huh. I need all that. I need somebody to come out here and work on the website. We need to go ahead and add to the team because we working, man. You know, AGC is doing well. I'm thankful and blessed. You feel me? I appreciate all my customers out there. Anybody that ever shot with me, you feel me? It's because of y'all. You know that we continue to grow, and you know we're gonna keep growing. You feel me? We're trying to take it to the next level. We're going state to state with this thing. You feel me? We just steady working right now.
Uh-huh.
You know, we just been thankful. We being blessed. We trying to stay humble. But we also, you feel me, we dropping the ice. You know, we doing things that other places can't even do. You feel me?
It's custom shit.
Yeah, it's custom shit. Level, man, with this hit, man. You know, we are creators. You know what I'm saying? You give me the vision and I create it. That's how we doing it out there right now.
So, like, what is, like, your most famous, like, not so much famous, like, the one you had the most fun creating, like, one, like, you know, somebody came to you, like, and you bring it to life and you did it, like, what, you know.
The most funnest piece that we've done so far.
Let's say most expensive. Would that make the question easy? Most expensive life piece. Like, I don't
want to say the most. I can't, you know, when it comes to most expensive, I don't want to disclose.
I understand.
You know, all the information. Mm-hmm. But, you know, the most expensive piece that I've done, it was love, you know.
Yeah.
And the person, they was about their business. They came in, you know, most people that, you know, they made the deposit, they paid it in full.
Yeah.
You know, we got it done within like 2 weeks.
Dick.
You know, it was too exact. You know, it was perfect. We did everything the right way on it. They loved it. And it was just a good transaction. You know what I mean? It was good business. Mm-hmm. You know, that's what I aspire to do is good business and good transactions.
Real talk.
Yeah. You know. Mm-hmm.
I do put out quality work just like this Mr. AP. you feel me?
Yeah, so what's the difference between like Moissanite and like real diamonds, like
Moissanite and real diamonds.
Yeah, like what's the?
So a diamond is a diamond.
Yeah,
and you know diamonds mined from earth. It's made from coal. You know, go through millions of years of processes to even get to the crystallization to become a stone. A moissanite is a replica, basically, of a diamond. It may pass a diamond test, you know, and that's only some diamond tests. You know what I mean? It's only because it's a specific hardness. It's similar to a diamond. So it's basically tricking the lesser diamond testers. That's the difference. So it's synthetic where a diamond is a diamond. Mm-hmm. That's the main difference. So you got a synthetic diamond if you got moissanite. And if you got a diamond, you got a diamond. You know, and diamonds are, they come in different variations. You got lab grown diamonds, mm-hmm. as well as earth mine diamonds. You know, a lab grown diamond, you know, how would I say, you know, it's based on a person's preference.
Yeah.
But in reality, it's still a diamond. It still has the DNA structure of a diamond. It's approved by GIA as a diamond. But, you know, you got to just disclose what it is to your clients. That's all.
Okay.
This is the Big and Lazy Podcast. I'm Big. I'm B Fines. And we're excited to announce our collaboration with Fleur. Together, we are offering a brand new course specifically designed for musicians and artists just like you. This course is packed with viable insight, practical tips to help you grow and succeed in your creative endeavors. And if you use, I'm not going to lie to you, if you use our link to purchase this program, we get a little kickback. So I need you to go check, and the link's going to be in the description, in the comments. Go check that out. Fleur, Big and Lazy, together, putting Louisville on the map.
Speaking of diamond testers, I think that's the corniest shit ever. Niggas running around with diamond testers. You think it's like...
That's some Instagrams. That's, you know, that's
some goofy shit, ain't it?
I think it is goofy, you know, because before diamond testers, you know, people was wearing whatever they wanted. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? It didn't really matter. But, you know, I think it's people are in the chase of status. You know, everybody want to prove that, you know, they the man. They, you know, they got this, they got that. Or they want to at least prove, oh, you faking it. You know what I mean? Basically, they just want to discredit and gain followers off of people. Basically, I don't agree.
Right.
You know, it is what it is. You know, people buy what they want. You know what you're buying. So what does it matter if, you know, whatever somebody else's opinion is on it?
Exactly. That's the same way I feel. Like, and to keep it 100, hell, the fake jury and the real jury guy, they fucking the same bitch. You know what I mean? They get the same, but they get the same.
You know,
nigga got a $40,000 worth of jewelry. Man got $400 worth of jewelry. Look at like $40,000.
You got, you know, bitch. I talked about this the other day. You got to think about it like, okay, the guys with the real jewelry, you know, we just not available. We ain't just out here. You know, we not an easy catch. So, you know, but we got our little dogs. You know, they got their jewelry. They want to keep up. But, you know, it might not be what we got. You know what I'm saying? But they getting what's out there. You feel me?
They got
they going. You feel me? The females see them in the section. They there. They going to go. You know, that's what it is.
Yeah.
So,
yeah, everybody getting in.
But, yeah, that is some goofy shit, though.
Everybody getting in.
It is some goofy shit.
You know, it don't.
Yeah, nah, just like if you in the store type shit, like, and you go diamond test and shit, now that's
I think
motherfuckers run around downtown and shit.
He got his moments when it's goofy. He got his moments when it's goofy.
Yeah,
I feel like this, you know, and when you talk big money shit, you gotta spend big money shit. You feel me? So for a nigga that's out there being a goofy, and you doing too much, and your shit ain't what it is, and you ain't walking like you talking it. You ain't moving like a big dog. Yeah, test that shit. You feel me?
Just
flex the heart. Yeah, test that shit. Nigga gonna test that shit. It gotta be tested. Mm-hmm. Because now you don't put yourself in the line of sight. You a target. Let go for it.
Yeah, you trying to shit on niggas. Yeah.
You trying to shit on the niggas. You know, be humble. Live your life. Do what you want to do. But at the same time, be humble. You feel me? It ain't meant for you to be out here shitting on niggas because tables turn. You could be up, you could be down. So you got to give respect to each person. Feel me?
Oh, God.
Yep. And it's a little gem. The same people you shitting on the way up is the same people you see coming down. You know what I mean?
You're going to need all the people.
Mm-hmm. So speaking of change, like, what's the most, like, your personal favorite, like, of hip-hop change, like, you know, rap change? Like, I think at No Limit Tank is just fucking, like, that's...
It's dope.
If I could get one, you know what I mean?
We did a No Limit Tank.
Really?
So an affiliate of Master P.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he's from the city and everything. Uh-huh. You know, they do business together. You know, we did a tank for him. He got his No Limit. It's posted on the page. You know, you can see it at All Go Customs on IG. You know, it's pretty dope.
Yeah.
You know, as far as the best chain out or the most historical chain.
Whatever you want to. One or both. You know, whatever you want to.
You know, I like the old Cash Money chains.
Yeah. You know, that's a classic, too.
You know, that's
shout a classic. Shout out to Wayne, man.
You know, newest chain out right now.
I like that Busta Rhymes Cuban.
That's crazy, yeah, man.
That's a crazy piece.
And he got the wrist. Yeah, he's... Busta man, always has to put some lavish jewelry,
that's,
you know.
That's that nigga, though, bro. Shout out to Busta, bro. Mm-hmm. That nigga go crazy.
Yeah, fuck with Busta.
Man, this jewelry game crazy right now, man. I can't even put a name on it right now.
Uh-huh.
We see so many new pieces every day. Everybody trumping everybody every day. It don't even... You know, it's all about your own style and swag, I think. I can't put no one piece to it. It's too many nice pieces out there right now. Yeah. Man. I can't even.
But while we at it, be sure to follow us on YouTube. Follow us on Instagram, TikTok, Twitter, Facebook. Everywhere you can find Apple Music, Amazon Music.
Everywhere.
Spotify. We everywhere. Subscribe, download. Okay.
Big and lazy.
Yeah, appreciate that.
Lock in.
And y'all, are y'all branching off into that ACG clothing line? Is that one other?
It's something we've been working on. Uh-huh. We've been working on that. We've been thinking about putting a launch out for it. You know, we got a lot of fans and a lot of people that's been wanting it. We've been getting out little orders and everything. But, you know, just be on the lookout for it. You feel
AGC chain on your bitch. Get your mind right.
There you go. So if you could work with any artist in the country, like who would it? Like if you could get a feature, you know, any in the country right now.
Right now.
You had
now.
A blank check or, you know, whatever.
Right now.
Mm-hmm.
Who you working with, bro?
I think the first time you said Drake. Do you feel like it? I think you said Drake.
I don't think I said Drake. I think I said Meek Mill last time. Last time I was here, I said Meek Mill because of his wordplay, this and that. But if I could work with anybody right now, you feel me? It'll have to be like, I want it to be like old school.
Like who?
You feel me?
Please
like the Fugees.
The Fugees, okay. Mm-hmm.
Feel me?
Uh-huh.
If I could work with anybody right now, it'll be like the Fugees, like Wyclef John.
Okay.
You know, Charlie.
He's a legend, man. Shout out to Wyclef, man.
Like, Wyclef John is like one of them people I looked up to because he Haitian, you feel me?
Uh-huh.
And, you know, I'm Haitian, so right there, boom, I already know it'll be some hard shit.
Was you born in Haiti?
Me, nah. I wasn't born in Haiti, but I speak it fluently like I was born in Haiti, though. You feel me?
Uh-huh.
You know.
Talk that shit, then. You tell me speak that shit. Tell me talk that shit.
Yeah.
Speak that shit. Why I speak that shit? I just have to, like, be engaged in the conversation, bro. Like, you feel me? I'm going to buy you. You hear me?
Mm-hmm. Would you, have y'all ever thought about going in Rick Ross's car show? I know the Haitians, you know, they was kind of big in there.
Yeah, that shit big. Yeah. That shit big. You feel me? I'm going to attend one of them motherfuckers.
Uh-huh.
You feel me? I know that shit be popping. I heard this year they hit the max type shit.
Yeah. A couple of people got left out in the cold.
For real?
Yeah. It's like a couple.
It
like,
was cold out there?
Not in the cold sense, though, but like they couldn't get in type shit. Like, they never got in. Like, you know, they had like a certain area where you park and like, couple thousand people got, you know, I ain't gonna say stranded, but they didn't get in, type shit, you know.
So they had a block party outside.
Yeah, they was outside where they couldn't get in.
They had their own car show outside.
You know, niggas in there crying about their refunds.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think we're gonna participate though in the car show though.
Uh-huh.
You know, we're gonna do the car show, but I also wanna set up a booth out there for the jewelry company as well.
Yeah.
We're gonna display jewelry, we're gonna do molds out there.
AGC.
You feel me?
Uh-huh.
And we're gonna get it out there to the people.
So do jewelers collab like artists do? How does that like?
A lot of jewelers don't collab. A lot of jewelers be hating on each other. I ain't gonna cap. But for me, I collab with jewelers. I don't mind, you know, hey, money talk. If we can make money together, I'm with it. You know, I ain't gonna hate. So any jewel out there, if y'all wanna make some money with me, let's work. Y'all need something cash, let's work. I got the printer, I can cash, I can set diamonds, let's get that money. I ain't hating on none of them. You feel me? Mm-hmm. And that's what the problem is. A lot of places they build, they store up. You know, they got a reputation and everything. And they don't want no competition. Feel me? People going, if people got the will and the guts to fight for what they want to be in that position, I salute any man. You know, it's hard. It ain't going to be easy. It ain't no walk in the park. It's going to be a struggle. So anybody doing it, if you're willing to put that work in, I support you. Do your thing. Get your money. You know, it's like selling drugs. Why everybody don't sell drugs? It ain't hard. Some people don't want to go to jail. Some people know they gonna snitch.
Yeah.
Some people don't want to get robbed. Yeah. You feel me? They don't want to go through that struggle.
Yeah.
You feel me? It's easy money.
Yeah.
But
it's a lot of bullshit to come with it.
It's a lot of bullshit to come with it. No, and it's the same thing with being a jeweler. It's a lot of bullshit to come with it.
Don't sell drugs. Yeah. Stay in school.
Don't sell drugs. Stay
in
school.
We ain't advocating for selling drugs.
Find something you're passionate about and go after that. But it's the same thing with a jeweler, you know? It's going to be us, it's going to be downs, but you got to keep grinding. That's where life, you got to keep pushing. It ain't going to never be easy. So
right, ain't nothing worth having is going to be, you know what I mean, easy. You know, you got to go out and get it. Like, you can't cheat the grind, you know what I mean? Like, you got to put, even with this podcast, like, it's more than it's, you know, popping on the camera and talking your shit. You know, it's, you know, beating it's people, more. Pushing your shit, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Even you, have y'all ever had, like, hate come from a person real close to you, like, and it almost breaks your fucking heart. Like, damn, I thought you'd be happy. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, heck yeah. That's where hate really come from.
Yeah,
envy is like the real hate. Like the other hate, you don't really give a fuck about. You don't need.
Yeah.
You don't need the hate. You remember is the hate that's close.
I don't experience hate from people real close to me in this past, you feel me?
You know,
but you know, you can't let that stop you from your grind. It just show you, you feel me? You gotta, you know, put people in a certain place, feel me, and handle them well and stand on business.
Mm-hmm.
Like, shit, best friends, homeboys, you know, women. You're going to have a lot of people give you all types of hate in life, but, you know, you can't let that break you or change you. That's my motto, man. Feel me? That's what I stand on, because at the end of the day, regardless if your best friend, your wife leave you today, tomorrow, you still got to be you. You got to get up and stand on business, man.
Real talk.
You feel me? You got to do what you got to do. If you don't stand on business, you ain't going to stand for nothing. That means you quit on life. What you lived all these years for then?
Exactly. And to touch on that, like, when my brother died, like, you know, went to the funeral, niggas sobbing and got there. But the next day, shit. Shit don't stop. Everybody's still going.
Still going.
You know, the niggas
still got to pay bills.
Yeah, yep. You know,
still got to feed the kids.
Yep. And that was like, I ain't say a wake up call, but like, damn, it, you know.
Made you stand on business, though.
Yeah, you got to keep going.
Because it's a void, but you got to feel it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and that's the thing, you know. People die all the time, you feel me? And, you know, nobody don't want nobody to die, but it happens.
Like, shit, when my dad died, that's when I first moved to Louisville. Uh-huh. When my dad died, nigga, I ain't had no time to grieve.
Yeah.
You feel me? I had to grind, bitch. I was fucked up at that point, you feel me?
Mm-hmm.
So it like, nigga had to
yeah,
really try to put that shit behind you as much as you can, you feel me?
Yeah.
But hey, you know,
uh-huh,
that's how it is, bro. Like, that shit happened in the instant, bro. Like, if you ain't really got your affairs or whatever in order, you feel me, that shit just gonna, you know, it's gonna hurt.
Yeah, it is. So, not to change the subject a little bit, like, Kendrick had the whole West Coast sea walking to a, you know what I mean? Can Drake come back? Ain't he, if he wasn't Drake, you think his career would be done? The whole West Coast is sea walking to a song calling you a pedophile. Like, ain't that like
a, man, that a was head? Good. That was just a song, bro. That shit fire.
Yeah.
I ain't gonna lie, that shit fire. But that was just a song at the end of the day. We can't take the greatness over what somebody said on the song, bro. Drake still one of the hottest motherfuckers out this bitch.
Yeah.
You feel me?
Cause he didn't build his brand. Me too. I didn't. He didn't build his brand so much. It's like, ain't nothing. Like, he's just, yeah, he's reached, like, you know, like, rock star. You know what I mean? He's a bigger than, you know what I mean? He's a mega star.
Bigger,
type.
Mm-hmm.
But the thing is, the same people that's jamming Kendrick Lamar songs, they jamming Drake. You feel me? They still jamming Drake, bro. It's still love on both sides.
Mm-hmm.
You feel me? That shit ain't, you know,
a good healthy.
We don't know how deep it got.
Yeah.
You feel me?
A good healthy beef is good for a good competition. I ain't say beef. A good competition is good for any sport or any craft. Like, It ain't like no Tupac and Suge shit. You know what I mean? They ain't got no.
Yeah, yeah.
But this is, I think this is more for entertainment. And so it's all, it's better for the, you know, rapping.
Man,
and
that's just greatness.
Yeah,
that's all that's just greatness coming out.
Uh-huh.
Even through the little negative aspect that everybody make it out to be, you feel me? It's just greatness. Cause it, we all feel it. We feel the music.
Yeah.
We fuck with all the music. And it's doing numbers. It's just greatness. Prevailing. You know? And that's why Mr. AP finna prevail, cause that's motherfucking greatness. You feel me? Forever paid rolling, nigga. Mr. AP, July 9th, nigga. 4-7 p.m.
You got any shows or anything coming up?
I got a few little stuff. You feel me?
Yeah.
I'm doing, like, little opens, little open mic nights and shit. Like, ain't, you know, ain't too big, but it's a blessing.
Uh-huh.
So I'm just going full throttle. That's all we doing.
I did. You say you're dropping July 9th on all platforms?
July 9th on all platforms.
Uh-huh.
Forever paid rolling. Mr. AP. Mr. AP. You feel me?
Why they call you Mr. AP, man?
I'm forever paid rolling. You feel me? Like, you know, just rolling, you feel me? But it's like, now I'm jumping in a new aspect, nigga.
Yeah.
Mr. AP. Fuck it.
There you go.
Went from the roller to AP. You feel me?
Uh-huh. So you how did y'all first, like, meet up? Like, how'd y'all, the connection, how, like, you know?
My brother,
so
man.
So I met bro through a mutual friend.
Uh-huh.
He introduced me. He came. He bought some music that Rolly did. You know, I was like, damn, it's dope. It's fire. I got to beat this guy. And then, you know, he set up the meeting. And we met and we've been locked in since then. You know, he signed with me.
Uh-huh.
You know, he's at AGC Entertainment. And we just been working ever since that day.
So you got the record label, the jewelry.
Yep.
Clothing lines coming.
Yeah, I got a record label.
Uh-huh.
No, I got.
Is this your first company. Artist?
He was not. He's actually my second artist.
Okay.
That I had at the label as well. You know, we got the clothing line coming. You know, I got a marketing company as well. So it's KY No Fault. So, and with that company, it's like, for example, anybody involved in a car accident, they give us a call, we get them connected with the lawyer, we get them connected with the doctor.
Uh-huh.
You know, and, you know, initially, yeah, you know, if they're injured, I'm not saying nobody gonna get hurt, but if they get hurt in any type of accident,
yeah,
we're gonna make sure that they get paid at the end of it.
So, oh, yeah. Get that money.
You know, we got all types of things going on right now.
Uh-huh.
You know, so on the lookout. We're trying to do a show soon, so I don't know. I ain't gonna speak too much on that.
Have y'all, okay, have y'all ever thought about yeah, keep some stuff to you? Yeah, you know,
yeah.
Have you ever thought about party promoting, like getting
party promoting,
like throwing party, like so much like a little club? Is it good money in it? I don't see, I ain't trying to count nobody's pockets, but I don't.
It'd be a lot of underlying issues and red tape, you feel me, going on, so it's like. Yeah, you could get into the little madness, but you got to know what come with it as well.
Uh-huh.
You feel me? So
yeah, it's a lifestyle.
People like to get money, bro. People don't like to be on all that fuck shit.
You
feel me? So just to be point blank, you feel me? If it's fuck shit, then it's fuck shit. Can't fuck with it.
Yeah, if the business legit and everything works as it should, you know, you do it the right way. Put everybody on paperwork and, you know, put everybody on their salary or whatever, it may work out for you, you know. But on a long run time, I don't think it's something that it's a strategic move for anybody to do for business. I think that, you know, that's something that it's like a hit, stick and move type of thing. You get what I mean? Like, somebody's hot, boom, we go ahead and lock in with them. We set a date. You know, we be the first in the city to make that happen. You know, it'll make sense in that aspect, but you're not going to be, it's not going to be a consistent revolving cash flow for you. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because it's already initially, it's a big investment. You know, you got security, insurance, the venue, the artists, you know, booking them, flying them in, you know, paying for their stay, they security, the bottle girls, the liquor, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, the advertising, the radio station, you know, even the people involved, other promoters, You know, they gonna want to cut. DJ wants to be paid. You know, before you got in, you already about a 50-60 ball in. So, you know, it got to be a good strategic move. It got to make sense. You know, I don't go against it. I don't disagree with anybody promoting, but get that money. Yeah. But if it makes sense, yeah, make it happen. But I don't think it's a consistent cash flow, though.
Me either. Like, it's a lot, like you said, it's a lot of bullshit. You know what I mean? Like, the incident we just had here, like, how y'all feel, like, how can we make the club safer? Like, how can we, like, cause you know what I mean? Like, is it
safer?
You just gotta not let motherfuckers in with guns.
That's the bottom line.
They're not getting killed in the club, though.
Niggas getting killed in the club, bro. Niggas getting killed. Niggas getting whacked in the motherfucking club, bro. Everywhere.
Yeah.
In it, out it, wherever. You feel me?
Mm-hmm.
You just got to, you feel me, amp your shit up. You feel me? See, shout out to Mr. Walk Protection, because, you feel me, that's one security team, bro.
That's who you
are. I know for
right
a fact. You feel me? If you
nobody
hire him,
with guns,
ain't nothing going down, boy.
Yeah.
Locked and loaded.
Yep, Mr. White Protection.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, he got a security service here. That's one of he on the team. You know, he's a good guy.
Yeah.
And he does a great job with what he does. You know, he's real thorough.
Tell me, locked down. That's the type of security.
You know, you just
got
to lock in with somebody that's legitimate.
That ain't playing.
Right.
You know what I mean? That's going to, how would I say? Some people look at other, like, oh, that's my homie. I'm going to let him in with the fire. You know what I mean? You can't let nobody in with the fire. You know what I mean?
Nobody.
You get somebody that's going to stand on business.
Stand on business all the way.
You know, and also, you know, somebody that's willing to play teamwork as well. You know, because at the same time, if it's a big event, you know,
it's real money
common
on
sense means, how would I say? Yeah, we got our security force. Say we hire Mr. White Protection, but we also, you know, him with his experience, he's going to go ahead and reach out to his friends. He's going to go ahead and have police on scene as well.
Yeah.
So now, when it is exiting or a lot of people not going to be more likely to shoot somebody right there in front of a club. You know, they're going to do whatever they do after. Uh-huh. You know what I mean? Because this ain't the spot. We might get caught. You know, that's what most people be thinking about. So,
right.
You know, you just got to hire the right team.
Yeah.
That's what I say.
But some niggas just crash dummies. They just...
Somebody's going to do what they do.
I call them crash. You know what I mean?
Crash dummies. That's what you call them.
Mm-hmm.
Some niggas going to crash out. But at the same time, you know,
Some niggas hurt different.
Yeah.
Some niggas, they hurt different than that hurt. You feel me?
Yeah.
Like, it's different type of hurts out here, man. Some niggas will really crash out like that.
Yeah.
You hear me? And don't give a fuck. Some niggas be like, fuck the police.
Uh-huh.
Bitch, I'm going to crash out in front of the police. Bro, I seen a nigga rob a nigga in front of the police station. Niggas don't give a fuck. Man, that shit crazy as fuck, man.
In front of the police station.
Niggas
man.
Will rob the police.
Uh-huh. Man. What
you talking about?
Times are hard, man.
Times is hard, yeah, boy. Man.
Definitely hard.
Especially
right
when
now.
It's hot like this. God damn.
Yeah.
This bitch, it's been hot as fuck.
Outside,
we had a new hot. We man,
it's
been what?
Hot motherfucker outside.
Shit.
That's why I've been inside.
Thank God the earth. Sometimes the earth don't be working this motherfucker. We be in this song. Towels and bandanas all over, man. Sometimes the earth don't be working, man. Thank God for air conditioning. That's one of the most important inventions of the goddamn. Nigga, air conditioning. Because you wouldn't have no Vegas. You wouldn't have no Miami or nothing. You know what I mean?
Who going there and it's hot?
Right, but year around. Air conditioning is one of the most important inventions ever created.
But shout out to Louisville, though.
Uh-huh.
You feel me? You know.
Shout out to the city,
y'all.
Man.
Shout out to the city, bro, because you hear me? I fuck with y'all.
Yeah.
I fuck with every motherfucker I encountered that I fuck with in Louisville, they straight. You hear me? It's great. You know, I'm a Florida nigga, but I fuck with Louisville. You feel me?
That's what's up.
You know,
I
and the police
that.
Don't fuck with me, bro, like that, bro. The police don't fuck with you like that, bro. Right here, ain't it?
They don't,
they
man. Unless
like
you doing some dumb shit. Yeah,
you really got to be doing some fuck shit to get fucked up around here. But boy, they don't fuck with me. I be cooling.
Yeah, man.
I be out the way.
Uh-huh. You say it's different in Florida.
It's different. It's different down there. Uh-huh. They gonna fuck with you down there.
Yeah.
You feel me?
And body cam stopped a lot of that. Them late night just pull you over, just talk. Why you in a rush, buddy? Nigga, what do you want, fam?
Shit. What you want, for real?
Sit here and talk to us for a while, like, man.
Yeah,
no. I was leaving work one day. I was riding down 32nd. They was going to fuck me up. You know what I mean? Because I pulled, like, off on the side street. It was kind of dark. So police walked up on me.
In Florida?
No, this is in the city. It's before the body cams. The body cams stopped all out of it, you know, harassment shit. He called a couple of his buddies over. Is this one of the ones? He said, no. Dude said, no. All right, we going to let you go. I'm like, damn. Well, if I was, you know what I mean?
Well, if he say you was one of the ones.
Yeah, I was hurt there. You know what I'm saying? I don't know. Might not be here talking to you today.
He one of the ones.
Yeah.
He one of the ones.
So how do y'all feel about Charleston White? Speaking of the police, how do y'all feel about him?
Man, look, man. I'm going to keep it honest, bro, because I'm an honest-ass nigga. Uh-huh. You feel me? I fuck with Charleston White, man. I fuck with that nigga, bro. Uh-huh. You feel me? The whole police aspect of it, you know, all that bullshit. You feel me? You know, Cud, that's
Yeah.
You feel me? I fuck with Cud because Cud be talking a lot of real shit. It's just
certain little tactics.
If you a real nigga, you know, some people you just can't do shit in front of.
Yeah.
You just can't let them know you doing it.
Uh-huh.
You got to keep it to yourself.
Yeah.
You feel me? Because it's going to be people out there like that that'll see your ass and put your ass under.
Uh-huh.
You feel me?
Real talk.
You just got to know who's who. You feel me? You know an uncle that you got in the crib that's going to snitch on your ass.
Uh-huh.
Stepdad that's going to snitch on your ass. A mama that's going to send your ass to jail.
Yeah.
Put your ass in your own mama. You feel me?
Mm-hmm.
So everybody know, bro, I fuck with Cub, bro, because Cub. Color vibe, you feel me?
Yeah.
Big Uncle vibe, but you feel me? Everybody, you know, everybody got their own issue because, you know, the new generation don't really understand real shit. You feel me? When you understand real shit, you understand real shit.
I fuck with Charleston, like, but like you said, if he put you in jail, you deserve to be in that type shit because, you know what type of nigga he is.
Yeah, you know what it is. You know who he is. You know he gonna fuck with you.
Yeah.
You know what it is. Like, come on, bro. It's all real shit, bro. Like the if you really black,
uh-huh.
You know what it is. If you really black, see a lot of people that's been talking a lot of whole shit.
Uh-huh.
You feel me? Shit like that. They don't really come from a real black structured family.
Yeah.
So they want to know the real shit he be talking about. You feel me?
Right.
You know.
Yeah. It'd
be a lot of crazy ass shit he be talking about too. Yeah. Now, like you feel me? So. But it is what it is, though. You fuck with Cud.
I fuck with
Can't
Charles.
Nobody tell me I don't fuck with Cud because I fuck with Cud. I fuck with who
what,
I fuck
that's
with.
What he be doing
and
too.
Bitch ass nigga, you can't tell me who to fuck with. You feel me?
Yeah. That's what he get to do it. You know what I mean? You fuck with Charles?
Man.
It's a lot of shit.
I ain't gonna speak on it. No comment on it, man. You know, bro be saying this shit, though. I ain't gonna say he wrong with what he say. I ain't gonna say, but he, you know, some things he might not be right with how he handle certain
things. Exactly.
Yeah, I see. I agree
with
that.
Don't everybody say shit right. Like me, I'm on here, bitch. I'm cussing. I'm doing, you hear me?
Everybody ain't gonna agree with it, but,
you hear me?
Yeah.
You know, it's one of them type of situations, you feel
like
me?
Like, when he, like the situation when he was talking about something, they raping white women.
Yeah.
Nigga, he meant running trains on white women. You feel me? Running trains on women.
Yeah.
There's a lot of trains done been ran.
Yeah.
In day. You feel me?
Uh-huh.
It's a lot of some of our aunties and uncles
wanting to get trains ran on them.
You hear me?
Yeah. Some women wanted to get it.
They
want to
get it.
But some women just say yes, because what you gonna say? Notify niggas in the ring. You know what I mean? Like some women just
mud.
Uh-huh.
You know. Go ahead, speak your mind.
Nah, bro, I'm from the mud. Like, shit goes on, bro.
Yeah.
Especially back in the day, in the 90s, 80s, bro. Come on, bro.
Yeah, times is different back then.
You feel me?
Yeah. What were you gonna say?
No, you're right though.
That's when motherfucking
niggas, what a bitch gonna
what
say
you call though? It? We're coming out. Cud,
Uncle Luke,
you know,
boy.
You know, you dealing with a young woman, you know, young girl, shit like that. That's when those situations usually happen. Yeah. They put in a situation where, you know, they might be dealing with one of the dudes, and then now, hey, the whole gang in there.
Yeah.
In her mind, she like, damn, is this what he going? This what I got to do for him to like me, or you know, oh, or is this what he like? You know what I mean? Yeah. A young minded woman, you know, that's a little girl shit.
Yeah.
You
hear me?
I'm talking about grown women. These bitches, you know.
Yeah. Yeah, if you're a grown woman.
You're a grown woman, then.
Yeah, they don't excuse you.
I don't know about all that.
What you mean?
Grown women?
Yeah.
I don't know about like grown women doing that, but I know it goes on, though.
Yeah.
You feel me?
Uh-huh.
You feel me? That shit I did.
You don't
when
know
I was
about grown women doing running trains?
Nah, that shit I did when I was a kid, bro. Yeah. You feel me?
Uh-huh.
Like, I ain't, like, you know, grown women run train now. But, like, since I've been, like, grown, I've been on some grown shit. Like, I ain't been, you know, out there, like, out there.
I ain't never been out there now. My forte of man anyway. But I done heard a few women say that's one of their fantasies to have. Both men in the bedroom, out of their own mouth, like that's my fantasy. You ain't gonna look at me different. Like, nah, I want man having.
That's the key point right there.
Yeah,
that most men gonna look at her differently. Because you gotta look at it like this. Most guys, what they want? Oh, I want a threesome. Uh-huh. That's their whole goal, to get their girl to do a threesome.
Yeah,
but shit. She probably give you a threesome, but what if her real fantasy is
having
you and that nigga run through that ass and y'all gang that shit. You feel me?
Uh-huh.
She ain't uncomfortable to say that to you because, you know, you gonna freak out. Most men is gonna freak out if they hear some shit like that. So, what is she gonna do? She might go cheat and do it with the next nigga.
Yeah. You right. Shit's wild. But that's how life goes, though, bro.
Uh-huh.
You'll never motherfucking know.
Yeah. So do y'all care about a girl's past? Like, you meet a little shorty, are you worried about what she done did in her past? Like,
man, I think
Nah, bro.
I think it make a difference for me.
Nah, it don't make no difference because it's like,
so
you come how you come. Like if you a clean ass motherfucker, you a clean ass motherfucker. If you a dirt ass,
so
bitch,
you accept,
you just a dirt ass motherfucking stinking ass bitch.
Ass, good ass woman.
Shit.
Are you gonna accept her if everybody in this room done smashed her?
No,
wait a minute. That's her past. Wait a minute. It's her past.
Come on, you can't do it like that now.
No, that's real shit.
You talking about her past.
No, I know. It was some shit like that happened. That happened one time.
But will you accept that as your lady?
No, that's your wife.
Like, bro, bro, put me on her.
I had a crush on her in high school type shit. And I had a crush, like a real deal crush on this bitch. I was damn near afraid to talk to the bitch. You know, I'm young. I'm a dick. You feel me? Bruh, next thing I know, one nigga, we all crowd around. One nigga say he fucked her. One nigga say he fucked her. The next nigga say he fucked her. I'm like, God, damn, bitch, I had to shut the fuck up, man.
So now you what happened? You ain't wife
her? I ain't really fucked with her no more after that.
Why? You judged her because of her past?
I had to.
Why? You didn't have to.
I had to.
You didn't have to if you don't judge a woman based on her past.
That wasn't her past.
That was the present.
Yeah, I see what you're saying.
It was happening right then.
Uh-huh.
They didn't hear it that day.
It was happening within that.
So what's the cutoff in the past? What's the cutoff in the past?
It gotta be a real significant change in the pussy. The pussy got to have a real significant change. It's got to be a real change about the pussy.
I think, because you got to think for you as a man, though. It goes the same way. Ain't no woman who want to do it with a major pass. You got a hit list. You done hit everybody. She can't even get her hair done. You done hit the bitch do her hair.
Yeah.
Can't get her nails done. You done hit the bitch do her nail.
Yeah.
You feel me? She at the club. The bitch pulled her drink. You done bust her. So a woman don't want that as well. So why would a man accept that as well? You get what I'm saying?
I think
that a man will accept a woman with a past. If that bitch from Texas and she came in Louisville,
Oh yeah, she moved state to state. She fresh. Yeah, she fresh still. She fresh. She fresh. Her hoe is gone. They don't know nothing about her hoe. That pussy fresh.
So I think that if a nigga don't know about her hoism, he can accept the hoe. Because he don't know shit hoe. He was bamboozled into it.
You feel me? But don't let the bitch take him back home.
Go to Texas.
Don't take that back
to Texas. The whole football team. Like, damn, girl.
Damn, hold on.
Come on, call you long. Hey, look. Deep,
I see you doing your thing, cuz. But, man, hey, cuz. I'm telling you now. Don't go around that corner. Don't take her to club. What you call it? You feel me? Every nigga in that business hit her ass.
Is it? What's it say? The red flag is when she walk in to hug the security guard.
That's man, the security, the promoter,
hug anybody,
everybody in this bitch.
Man. DJ shout out when she walk in. That's shit the like red that. Flag.
They know,
man. Yeah. If she old bitch, she ain't gonna hug nobody.
You right.
She ain't gonna hug nobody. A nigga ain't even finna come pull up, say nothing to her. Like on some, especially if they respect you.
Yeah, if you're a real nigga, yeah.
You feel me? Uh-huh. A nigga, like, even if they did have history with your bitch.
Yeah.
If you walking with your bitch and a nigga come up to your bitch and say something like to your bitch and like, come on, bro, that disrespect, cuz. That disrespect, bro. I don't take disrespect lightly. I don't. I'm too humble for that.
Right. I had a homie, man, and his girl had a past, but I never said nothing. He's happy. And I ain't got nothing. It was in the past type shit. Like, he's happy.
Did she know you know she got a past?
Yeah, because I used to deal with it, yeah.
Did she ever give this eye thing, like, bro?
Man, eye contact be awkward and motherfucker over.
She's know, like, oh, my God. You her savior.
Yeah, like, crack. Like, she just, the first time she seen me, she just, eyes was big like she was on some duck, like. You know, it ain't. I ain't no messy, corny ass nigga. I see you got, you know.
No exposure.
Yeah.
All good. Uh-huh. My nigga's happy.
Yeah, he's happy. You happy, you know. I ain't that, man. If you like it, I love it. That's my motto, man. So, what y'all got? What's going on in the future, man? What's ACG? Are y'all looking to sign new artists? Are y'all looking to sponsor a podcast? I don't know. What, y'all looking to.
I'm looking to do a lot of things. I want to go ahead and find us some new artists to work with.
Just go back. You got to get in the mic. There you go.
Uh-huh. I want to find us some new artists to work with and go ahead and, you know, expand Forever Pays Rolling Music. You know, we're looking to do, we're definitely looking for some sponsorship. You know, we want to do some events. We want to give back. You know, I want to get a little bit more involved in the community. So if anybody got any nonprofits or anything like that going on out there, reach out to me. You know, let's work. Let's make something happen. You know, come on. We're in the city. Let's go ahead and show love for each other.
Mr. You know, AP.
You know, and that's what I'm on, really, just growth.
Growth and development?
Yes.
There you go.
I thought about doing a jewelry school, man, but I ain't ready yet. I got to wait till I'm on.
Okay. Wait till the grays come in? Get the pepper in there?
That's what we doing. Yeah, we pushing new. We got,
it's talent we got out
new
there,
shit
man.
Coming. We looking for more talent. You feel me? You know, this shit real. Like, especially this little, you know, independent ground. Like, this shit, like, real. Like, real money goes into this. Like, this ain't no big label backing us. This us.
Yeah.
Everything out of pocket. Pushing. Feel me? Going. Ain't no back end. Ain't no rich family friends. Ain't no.
Yeah.
It ain't nothing. You feel me? It's all muscle. You feel me? I'm all doing muscle. All this. So.
Blood, sweat, you know. Tears, bro.
That real equity, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Is that the AP on the wrist, right? Is that the AP right there? What's that?
With the little bust down.
Okay, yeah.
Just a little bust down, you know. AGC, you feel me?
AGC, oh, go custom. Where can they find you at? Where can they find the shop at? Where they can get some jewelry, man. Where can they find you at?
They can pull up the shop. We were located on Dixie Highway. It's 4507 Dixie Highway, Louisville, Kentucky.
Right across from the new Thornton's. Well, it ain't that new, but it's fairly new.
Shively. Pull up. Come through. We open every day except Sunday. So come show love. Come check out the shop. You know, come get a grill. Come get a new chain. Bust your grill down.
Get a bust down. Come get whatever. You feel like what I'm saying? Come get a Cartier or something.
Get some gold. Get some slugs, man. I got my slugs, man. And my pussy raped this week. You know what I mean? I owe y'all.
You know what I mean? Honestly, I think the jury does make guys, like, you know, that's something I noticed, like, a lot of guys I deal with, they come in and their pussy rate go up, bro.
They like shiny shit. The pussy rate definitely goes up
because of the drip.
Like,
man,
as a nigga, you feel me? You supposed to spoil your women with, you know, nice jewelry.
I'm gonna buy my girl diamonds. I'm gonna buy my girl all that. I'm gonna bust her down. I'm gonna do everything.
Nice, feeling good. Having that little confidence in herself. You feel me? You supposed to bust your woman down every time. Like, come on now.
Hell yeah. That's a reflection of you, man.
Yeah.
You're a woman, not you sucker simps, you know, desire tricking. Come on now. You're, the key word is you're a woman.
Like,
not,
you supposed to want your woman shining, looking good. You feel me? Like you. Come on now. Even if you ain't really looking good, even if you on the grind, you know, you gotta, that's your trophy, you feel me?
Yeah.
You know, that's how you supposed to have it.
That's the game right here. Hit him with the ding. Hit him with a little big and lazy tag. You know, we can't hear it, but it's a big and lazy tag about to pop out. So I'm gonna ask y'all a couple of questions before we get out of here. Like, just to both of y'all, like, if y'all wanted to see somebody on here, but y'all gotta be able to make a call or text or get them, you know, plug us, you know, who would it be? Who would y'all wanna see on here? Think it'd be a good vibe or whatnot?
Man, I want to bring Yak here.
Who?
Kodak.
Oh, okay.
That's who I want to bring. I think Kodak could be good on the show. We catch a good vibe. We could pull up. You know, and I'm going to bring that drip. You feel me?
Yeah, yeah.
I'm going to show up. Let's go. We're going to vibe. We're going to blow one. We're going to do what we do. And y'all boy talk y'all shit.
Yeah, bro, definitely be a cool one. You feel what I'm saying? I was finna say Charleston White. Get Charleston White out there, bitch, man. Yeah, let my nigga talk that shit to y'all, man. You hear me? I'll watch that shit while I'm, you feel me, doing a little work. You hear me?
Yeah.
That'll definitely be a good one.
That'll be a good one.
I fuck with Charleston,
bro.
Man.
You feel me? But y'all got to let him come in here and talk his shit.
Yeah,
shit.
We got like to. We gonna get no mic.
Like
yeah.
the shit. You feel me? Because I like when he get the, like all the other shit, you know, teach his own, but I like when he get into that real shit where he talking real shit, bro, because, you feel me, niggas pick and grab. Niggas pick and grab, you know, you feel me, because we, at the end of the day, we, all us want to be designed and maintained as real men, you feel me, stand up niggas for your family, for your kids, for you know, everything around you, you know. That's you want to be You want to be out here, you know, you want to be out here standing on business, for real, standing on real shit, you know. So it's like, it's good when niggas speak shit and certain niggas, you know, holla at the shit, because you feel me, if the shoe fits, nigga, wear it. And some niggas need that realization. I like when niggas get that realization. You got to have that realization, because you feel me, you see it, nigga, you see it. So you feel me? And sometimes people need that realization in order to move forward from that shit, because they like, oh yeah, he got me. They done peep a little flaw. They done put it out there. So you feel me? So it's like sometimes you got to, you need that, nigga.
Yeah.
You need that.
So did y'all like, I forgot his, I drew a blank. The dude, he always hard on the females. Y'all like him. What's his name?
Kevin Samuel. I was just talking about Cub the other day, man. I was just talking about Cub, bro.
I think a man of value should hold himself to a higher standard, higher principles. You know, some men don't feel that they aspire or they're not there at that level yet. But if you're a man of value, you just can't, like I said, you just can't be doing any and everything out here.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You know. It's every like, woman you meet ain't gonna meet your standard. You know what I mean? If you know, think about it like this: like, if a woman got $1 million and you got $1,000, she's not gonna probably, possibly, she might not date you, my boy, or she might not take you seriously. You're gonna be a toy thing. You know, a man can have that $1 million and that woman have $1,000, and he can see a wife in her. If you get
real
what I'm
talk.
Saying,
yeah. Uh-huh.
So there's a difference. And values, you know, feel me, from a woman to a man. And there's no judgment zone about that for me personally, because at the end of the day, you know, you as a man, you should hold yourself to a higher standard. You should have that bag up before
you
think about
accountable.
Yeah,
to
before
be
you
a
think
man
about going to lock in with that woman, or you chasing the women, go chase that bag. Get your money up. You feel me? Get your money up. Everything else gonna fall in line.
Like, what struck me by him is, like, when he really was, like, on some shit, like, saying, yeah, nigga, like, if you up in age and you really got to get on your shit, like, you got to work as many hours as you can. You feel me? The whoop.
Yeah.
You shouldn't be out here, you know, trying to find love type shit.
Anyway, yeah. Uh-huh.
If you behind as a man.
Yeah.
You feel me? And that really struck me for real, because it was like, you know, sometimes you'll be in talking around to somebody and you feeling that person and you like, damn.
Love costs.
You feel me? But I ain't up. Really on my,
you could be laying
I'm
up
still
a day.
Focus on this right here.
Yeah.
So it was a little realization point for a nigga like, hey, nigga, you got to get back focused. Like, hold on, cuz. Like, this ain't what it is.
Yeah.
You hear me? You got to fuck love right now. You got to go full throttle.
Right.
You hear me? So I respect Cull and you know, rest in peace, bro, to bro. You hear me? I respect people like that. You feel me? That ain't afraid to, like, let you know what it is. Because I'm kind of that type of person, bro.
Uh-huh.
I let a motherfucker know what it is.
Yeah.
But you just got to catch me on a good day. Because
uh-huh.
Most of the times, I don't give a fuck.
Right.
You feel me? I'm handling my business. Mm-hmm. You hear me? But I let a motherfucker know what it is, for real.
Yeah, you got. Sometimes you got to, man. Yeah, like you say, depends on how you catch me. Some days I'm like a mellow guy, but some I'm not trying to hear that bullshit.
Yeah,
I'm gonna cut your ass.
Yeah,
right. You know what I mean? So another two quick hitters before we get out of here. It's the Big and Lazy podcast. So give us something good to eat, big, and something lazy, something good to watch. You know, y'all both want to give us one. Have y'all want to do it?
Something good to.
I say go to Caribbean Cafe if you in Louisville. Go to Caribbean Cafe. It's a Haitian restaurant. They got everything. Oxtail, jerk chicken. You feel what I'm saying? They got that legume, that lalo. That, you feel what I'm saying? That grill, that good grill. Go in that bitch, get that, you know, and eat good. You feel me? If you ever in Louisville, nigga, go to Caribbean Cafe.
I think.
What else was it?
Something good to watch.
Something good to watch.
Hey, watch.
What you watch?
I know what
you're
about to say.
Your Honor on Netflix.
I knew it. I knew you were about to say it.
Watch that motherfucker, bro.
That's dope.
That shit dope.
But I watched it like, it came out like 3 years ago.
I just started watching that bitch. No, I just started watching
no
that.
No more niggas got Netflix. That's the most popular, but yeah, that's a good show.
Man,
it's only 2 seasons, though. Programmed for 2 seasons.
Man, I don't know how many seasons that bitch got, but boy, that bitch fire. That bitch starting to get good.
What season? What episode you on?
I'm probably like on episode 5.
Yeah, that shit. That's crazy. Even the second season's better than the first one.
For real?
Yeah. I didn't already watch it. I don't want to spoil it for you, but it's a good show. I started reading up, but the star, the judge, the dude who played the judge, and the producer said it was only made for 2 seasons, so we're not getting no more. Like,
yeah.
So it's a good damn good show.
Cub ain't had to dig deep. Why Cub be doing that, though, Cub? Cub, bro. The same nigga who played Breaking Bad, why he be doing that? Starting shit, then he be ending shit, and then say, like, fuck that, it really be the, like, you know, the production.
Yeah, you know,
like,
it might be over his head.
Shit.
Yeah.
Damn,
he's a legend for real, man. I fuck with him.
Hey, just like that shit, like The Colony, bro. Best show I've ever watched in my life.
This is on Netflix?
The Colony. It was on Netflix, but they took it off. Now that shit like on Roku or something.
Okay.
I'm telling you, I went back and watched it again.
Yeah.
That's how good that bitch is.
I think you gave us that.
Hard, bro. It's hard. When I tell you that shit hard, that shit hurts you.
Yeah.
It hurts you in your...
All
here. Yeah. Uh-huh. It hurts you all here. You feel me? Because it fuck your head up for real. You feel me? And that shit, man. They stopped that shit, man. They need to bring that shit there back.
Yeah, man. Speaking of Caribbean Kitchen, you ever had the jerk pasta or the... It was some type of pasta. Jerk Alfredo or something.
Man, look.
Somebody
when
else gave
that,
that
bitch, I get that dewy sauce boy and legging. Or that tasso with rice.
Uh-huh.
I get that motherfucking lalo with some sauce spot with some rice.
Does that compare to back home?
What?
Does it compare like the food back home?
That's real deal Haitian food right there. Uh-huh. That real deal Haitian food. That's all you need right there. Uh-huh. That stamp. That's all you need. Go in that bitch and get that right there. I bet your ass gonna come back. You feel me?
Uh-huh. You know? Okay.
Get that bun on pizza with that motherfucker. You be in that motherfucker just sitting there just dreaming.
Yeah.
You be like, God, dog, what the shit been at?
That troll.
You feel me?
But
Manuel. Oh yo, you ain't say what you woo.
We still in here, bitch,
man. These boys trying to get up out of here. I'm just getting warming up. I'm just warming up, bro. Come on now. I ain't even talk shit yet. Come on, baby. Let me talk some shit.
Man, this nigga got so drunk last time. He walked through the goddamn closet. He was leaving the bitch. He didn't hit the door. He fucked up in that bitch again.
You hear me?
Uh-huh.
Come on now.
Man, some crazy shit, man.
Man, shout out to my nigga.
Yeah. So do you believe in aliens and shit? I'm going to go right there.
No, I don't believe in no aliens. I believe in God, bro. I believe in God. Man, but I know them reptilians out here, though.
You didn't believe in aliens, man. You're talking about reptilian.
I don't believe in aliens, bro. I believe in God, bro. Uh-huh. But I know it's some sort of reptilian function going on. Some fuck shit going on out there, bitch.
So you think God made the reptilians?
Man, look, it's reptiles in this bitch, ain't it?
Yeah.
Hey, it's mammals out this bitch, right? Listen to me. Listen to me. It's mammals out this bitch. It's humans out this bitch that could talk on land, right? It could be motherfucking reptiles out this bitch that could talk.
I guess it can. That bitch seen one on the plane, didn't
you? It's birds out here that can motherfucking talk. Hey, you talking about?
So you don't think
there's birds out here that can tell you fuck you.
So you ain't heard no alligator or nothing say fuck you.
Shit, hell, I don't know. They probably made one. I ain't seen it. It might be here. They talking about this. It's big foots out this motherfucker. Hey, you talking about? Yeah, I see motherfuckers about 7-8 feet tall. Ain't
yeah.
All right, now. Bitch, all right, wake up now. Wake up. Wake up, people.
You say stay woke, huh?
Please stay woke right now. Right now, you got to wake up with me. Because, bro, I'm telling you, it's some fuck shit going on.
Yeah.
And I ain't here to say, hey, I'm looking into it. Mm-hmm. But I'm just here to tell you motherfuckers, bitch, hey, stay woke. You hear me?
So which thing they come from space or they like third or second?
Everything been here. Everything that's here that you find here is been here. It ain't came from nowhere else. It can't go nowhere else. And ain't shit coming here. It's been here. It's here. We closed in. We here. We in here, bitch.
You said the animal. Do you believe in the firmament? The ice ring around the
earth? Man, look. It's a firmament because God said it was a firmament, motherfucker. Uh-huh. If you too motherfucking blind to see that, bitch, God said it was a firmament, bitch, it's a firmament. Mm-hmm. Now, all the earth flat bullshit, I don't know what it is. But I know shit. It ain't no getting out this motherfucker. It ain't no coming in. Bitch, everything that's in here, been here, a motherfucker, it developed here. Yeah. You feel me? Just like motherfucking maggots develop flies on your ass if you don't wash your ass, bitch. Uh-huh. it's gonna develop, bitch. I'm here with it. I'm drunk. Fuck it. I'm in there, bitch.
So I'm gonna ask you, give us something good to eat. I don't know if you gave us something good to eat, but give us something good to watch.
Damn. You know.
Lean back a little bit. You got like towards the mic, like a top up. There you go.
Hey, cuz, I hope
that's crazy. Something good to watch. It's all good, bro. What I be watching? I don't even be watching TV pot. Like that though. I ain't even gonna lie. I be reading this shit, man. I be thinking about, you know, I gotta get ahead, bro. Like I can't just sit here and be watching. If I'm home and I got all time, I'm probably just resting, bro. Like I ain't really, or if I'm finna study something that I'm trying to build or I'm working on, like. If I watch, you know, and then any, if.
I'm going to ask you something wild. So has a young lady ever came to you like, man, I ain't got no money, but I'm a couple hundred short, you know. You know, yeah, you know what I mean? You know.
Let's go back. I'm bro lawyer. I'm bro lawyer. Huh? Don't answer that.
Oh, okay. You ain't got to answer that. I don't want to get
I ain't had nothing like that. Well, I ain't gonna cap. I done had some cut like that, but I ain't go for all like that. Nah, y'all bring money, man. Uh-huh. You know, gold, jewelry, diamond. You guys, I'm about my business. I ain't going for that. I ain't going for the, I'm short a couple $100. I don't like you that much. I'm cool. I'm straight. I like money more.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I done passed up that situation before.
And the thing here with me, bro, nigga, I got kids, bro.
Yeah.
I don't be on no bullshit like that, bro. I stand on business, bro. Don't come at me with no fuck shit like that.
That's bad business,
that's
though.
That's lame, bro. We don't do that shit. That's lame shit, really, vibing, like, bro. Niggas don't do that shit, bro.
You know.
You feel me?
You trading up your talents for...
Come on, bro. That's dirty. Cool. That's trifling as fuck.
That's trifling,
niggas,
man.
Niggas don't be on that shit, man.
You giving... I would be giving up something of value for something that's free. That makes sense. Like,
bad business, a bad trade, huh?
Yeah, that's a bad trade. Like, you know, it's not like that's your woman or anything. You giving her a gift or some shit. You feel me? Like, that's different. You feel me? But a random, she short that money. Nah, babe, go get that check. I'm straight.
I need my dust. Yes. I'd probably say yes to time or two.
It depends. Like, come on now. So think about it like this. That's like, you know, I don't really agree with paying with no coochie, but at the end of the day, some coochie might be worth more than others.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I was the $40 king
for no coochie.
You ain't never paid for no pussy?
I ain't paying for no coochie, that's but cap. I will get a coochie a bust down though.
So I'll put
a little bust down on the coochie. I'll put a little, you know, little something on the coochie.
Nigga said I don't pay for pussy. Then turn around and say I'll give him $10,000.
I lit the coochie up real quick. No, I'm playing. But nah, for real. I ain't paying for no pussy. But if I fuck with her, I'm paying for her rent. I'm paying for her everything.
Yeah.
Hey, you ain't got to worry about nothing, baby. I'm your nigga.
That's what females fail to realize. If you a solid woman... A real nigga, and you fucking
if you fuck with me, if you my lady, if you my baby, like, come on, bro, you my baby. Why do you have to pay for anything? You feel me?
Right.
That's my job. That's me, baby. You feel me? Not saying, oh, you can't make your own money. Go make your own money. Do that. You feel me? But at my job, bro, I'm the nigga making sure your heart ain't got to beat anytime you hear a price.
There you go.
That's real.
That's real shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Come on.
Man, I provide.
Exactly. But nah, I ain't no dummy brick now.
Yeah, it's a dumb ass fuck nigga now.
Yeah. You hear me? But, you know.
So do y'all run into like the Cash App queens, like, Cash App me this, Cash App me that? Like, bitch, you got a block on the motherfucker. Like,
I don't even got a Cash App.
No Cash App?
Nah, I'm straight.
All right, you guys. Smart man.
No, she can't get a Zelle, then I don't know.
Man, if she get anything, from me, just know.
He only fuck with Zelle.
Just know,
I can't do it. I mean, you ain't legitimate.
She really rocking with me.
If she ain't got a Zelle gonna tell you right then. She's at least responsible enough, though. She ain't dropped no Bank of America. She ain't dropped no check in her account.
Yeah.
That shit's still valid.
Yeah, okay.
Come on now.
She got that Cash App, man. I'm straight.
Anybody get a Cash App. A legitimate business woman gonna have a Zelle attached. Can you have a bank? Hey, that's a gem right there, kids. And whoever else listening to that, man. If she ain't got a Zelle, she ain't worth it.
Yeah, she got that Zelle. Yeah, you need to see her real name on that Zelle.
Hey, these niggas are hell of a bartenders. I asked for a shot. These niggas filled my cup up to the rim.
I had to fuck your ass up.
I had to fuck you up real quick.
That nigga said, pull me up a little shot, bro. I got
a little shot.
I said, shit, hey, drink that shit, then. You ain't be getting fucked up. Hey.
Uh-huh.
I'm, hey.
Niggas don't drink Hennessy no more. We left Hennessy alone.
I fuck with Hen though.
I had a feeling for that Henny last night. I was thinking about getting me a bottle of Henny.
It just don't be round no more. I don't be seeing Henny. Henny ain't marketed like that no more, I guess.
It's like the ladies be hating on the Henny.
Yeah, they be hating on
it. They forgot about the Henny thing possible that Henny did.
Before I know it, I'm drinking me a shot of Don Julio Reposado. Shit, so fuck it. Let me just go ahead, keep drinking that shit for the whole night. Mm-hmm. You hear me?
Right.
Ain't no switching up. You bringing the Henny to the party and everybody drinking Reposado.
Right.
You feel me? So fuck it, nigga. Hey, shit. I'm Don Julio that. I'm Patron that. You hear me? I like that Dwayne Johnson shit though. That
tequila he got. What's it called?
That Terramana or some shit. Mm-hmm. Terramana.
I think everybody got tequila. Kevin got Hart. Yeah. The nigga from Your Honor, the Breaking Bad guy, he got his own little.
I ain't know that.
Yeah, him and the
Diddy done fell off with Ciroc, man. Shit crazy out here.
I heard he never owned it. He was just a hell of a spokesperson. He came out there and said he never owned it. That's crazy, ain't it?
Yeah. He just had a little percentage, you know, get money.
How y'all feel about Diddy, man? Is he going down? They said Rico's coming, but
I feel like he just pissed off the wrong people.
Yeah, that's what it is.
You know, it's just like, even with the whole, he's suing the owners of the liquor brand. You know, that's old money.
Yeah.
So this shit go back farther than him. Like, you don't know who you done pissed off. Now, all this shit coming back. Now they gonna make you look bad.
At the end of the day,
I think that us as black people, though, we gotta support our people. We can't just bash and let all our people that were stars go down.
At the end of the day, bro, we don't know what the fuck going on
behind the
world. So we got to just cool it. You feel me? Everybody doing too much of this. You feel me? Not enough for, you know, just minding their own damn business. Because, I'm going to mind my own damn business. That's what I'm going to do.
That's free, man. You don't run into much traffic when you stay in your lane.
Yeah,
man. One question before we get out of here, man. What's the price on we can talk off camera. What's the price on a Big and Lazy? I'm trying to get that, you know, in the circle with the diamonds around it. Nice little rope. Do I get a...
You got a Big and Lazy discount, man.
Big and Lazy discount.
Big and Lazy discount.
That should be nice.
Definitely
though.
Do something Big and Lazy
that
on
be nice.
The Big and Lazy on.
I ain't
the
rich, so it's gonna be a payment plan, but we gonna work something out.
I'm gonna work something out, man. I'm gonna get you together, man.
Two episodes from now, I'm gonna act different too.
You gotta be AGC. You gotta be rocking AGC, right? So if I definitely want to be the person AGC, that definitely made
know,
that for you.
And you in Louisville, I don't know what you're doing, bro. Because it's like, damn, baby. Like, we gonna get you right. Gonna get you right. All that everybody could do, these brothers right here could do. You feel what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. AGC, bro, we gonna get you right. See it. Go on the AGC page. Go on the website. See what we done did already. You gonna see. You feel me? We don't fuck off with this shit, bro. You feel me? This real business. We stand on business.
And what y'all wanna say before we get out of here real quick? What y'all message to anybody? Haters, you... Family, friends, you know, if y'all wanna.
I mean, the haters,
gonna keep on hating, man. Haters keep doing you. We're not even worried about you. Mm-hmm. We still grinding. We still getting to the bag. That money come every day. So keep hating. You feel me? Sooner or later, you're gonna need a job. I'm on some shit like
shout out to all the Haitian mothers, all the Haitian working mothers. You know, mothers, period. You feel me? But shout out to, cause my mama, she Haitian, bro, and. Every Haitian that done came around here, that done came to America with their mama and they mama had them in America, they know what their mama's struggle was, you know, getting through and getting up. Shout out to y'all, bro, because y'all make us what we are today. The hustlers and entrepreneurs and the businessmen that we aspire to be now, you feel me, today, you feel me? Because, like, I don't watch my mama... You feel me? Mm-hmm. Get right. And, you know, from the mud, from nothing. So shout out to all the Zomamis out there. I love y'all. Everywhere I go, I see y'all. I appreciate y'all. You know, you feel me? I always want a plate. you feel me? But, hey, it is what it is. I love y'all.
And we're going to end it just like that. And we out.
This podcast was produced by B. Haywood for Confirmed Podcast Network.
Puts out there hanging like a horse, I'm at the derby. AGC the business, stand on business, bitch, I'm Hercules. Hey, that's exactly what that dope do. Dope.
money, bitch, don't make me hurt you. Fuck nigga, you don't want none. We outside, bitch, it ain't no curfew. Blow some pussy, might just work you. She wetter than a Nerf gun. Pull up with them bands in the air. You gon' pull up with that package like the motherfucking mail. Pop that pussy, baby, show them niggas you ain't scared of that. She rubbing on that clip while that ass doing jumping jacks. Say, can you handle that? She swallowed dick super thick, and you can't fumble that. I just hear the lick on that little ocean. Got me running back, I'm speaking like a boy to that cat. Gonna get your wig snatched. Surfing through the crowd.
Hey, B. Haywood, Confirmed Podcast Network. Thank you for all the continued support. Continue to check out We Them Girls podcast as well as Big and Lazy podcast on the Confirmed Podcast Network. We love you. Thank you for the support and keep on listening. We got more content coming for y'all. Thank you.
Hey, this is B. Haywood, executive producer of Confirmed Multimedia. And if you want extra content, you can go to buymeacoffee.com/confirmed and get early access to all of our content.
You're listening to Confirmed.